Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99. As a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. I feel like it's been a while since I gave some really specific nutrition tips. Sorry about the audio and the boring backdrop here. I'm currently in a transition apartment while I move. I don't have my stuff. I don't have my equipment, but that's cool. What I'm gonna do is run through with you a few nutrition tips that can apply to almost everyone that are helpful for recovery more than just saying, hey, like go all in, eat everything. Like here are some specific things that you can do. So let's just dive straight in no particular order, honestly. We've got adrenal cocktails first and foremost. For most of our clients, we actually do recommend that they do these because they basically help replenish sodium, magnesium, potassium. And if you've gone for any extended amount of time with amenorrhea alone, not to mention the amount of people who have also had maybe EDs, been on the pill, just talking about amenorrhea alone, if you have gone for any significant amount of time with that, you're probably depleted in potassium, magnesium, and sodium, amongst many other minerals. We test our clients often, not always, but often for specific deficiencies. But at the end of the day, we know that these four are probably in need of support just because of your history in general. The important thing about these minerals is, in a nutshell, stress tolerance, which is a topic for another day, but I will just say out there, doing adrenal cocktails every day, like first thing in the morning,
Can't go wrong. What is an adrenal cocktail? What's in it? There are a lot of options. You could just Google it. We give a few different recipes, but honestly, all I do is take coconut water and a bit of pineapple juice for taste, because I don't really like the taste of coconut water. And I add Redmond sea salt to it, sometimes some turmeric, and I stir it. So now the coconut water is high potassium, the salt is sodium, and then I actually supplement with liposomal magnesium at nighttime. So that's how I do it. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You can buy LMNT packets. If you just want high potassium, which often we'll have clients who are actually just in desperate need of potassium, there's a really great product called Ravi. I should put some links to these products in the show notes. Okay, the second thing along the same vein that I like to recommend to people, it's something I actually actively did in recovery too, is introduce root vegetables. Some of you will be already doing this, especially common if you are maybe coming from like a vegan vegetarian background, but if you're not, it's actually pretty common to be really lacking in root vegetables. This is like beets, carrots, turnips, potatoes, sweet potato, pumpkin, all that stuff. They're more high carb, so they're not your cruciferous vegetables, they're not your leafy greens, they're not your water sticks like celery and cucumber. They actually have some carbohydrate to them and they're very mineral dense. So in many ways, just think about like the different colors, the various minerals you're getting. And this again just stems back to how depleted of a state that you're coming from for recovery. I'm gonna take this moment now that I've gone over adrenal cocktails and root vegetables to say, you do not have HA due to a mineral deficiency. So please don't get me wrong with that. It is a energy in, energy out thing at its core. But we do see women who have been trying their best to recover with just eating more and they're getting a little stagnant. We do find that sometimes making these shifts just helps support the body a little bit more. Maybe it does let them bring in, you know, a glass of coconut water and some juice is calories. Like more root vegetables are calories. And what we really do find is that when you now get your period back and you go into trying to optimize your cycle or conceive, things tend to be a little bit easier because we've actually been working on the foundational minerals and or the other secondary minerals at the same time. Number three would be reducing or eliminating caffeine. I think we don't fully appreciate how much of HA is a cortisol problem. I have another video about caffeine in recovery that I'll link to. It's definitely not helping us bring our body out of a stressed state and into a more relaxed state, which is a really important and integral part of the process of recovery, aside from just caloric replenishment. Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things, but in our practice, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today. So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect, and then you can journal about it or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off
and you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every like 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you, you know, systematically kicked it to the curb? So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot, and it will be waiting for you there.
I've left what I feel like are some of the top three for last. The first of the three is eating snacks regularly. So we might have someone who is really making a lot of progress and seeing a lot of signs, reproductive hormone activity signs, but nothing else is happening. It's been like this for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, months, you know. We'll look at food frequency and we'll see a gap. Maybe they don't have any snacks. Maybe they have snacks only between breakfast and lunch, but not between lunch and dinner. And we make sure it becomes a consistent pattern. So snacking regularly through the process of recovery is actually really, really, really game changing and a big needle mover. Okay, this tip is for your main meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You've heard it before, you're gonna hear it again. It is balancing all three with carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. This is helping you with blood sugar balance. This is helping you with overall caloric intake. This is helping you with digestion. This is helping send the signal to the brain that all three macronutrients are present and the body can use that raw material to freaking make hormones, which is the whole point. So please make sure that you're not being lazy with those meals and that they're full meals that have all three, carbs, protein, and fat in them. And then the last one here is eating first thing in the morning. So eating within the hour upon waking, sooner if you can, is going to make a difference, I promise you. So get on top of that. You're not gonna regret it. If you feel like you have already been doing this, just check the time. Is it actually like 2 hours? Or is it actually 1 hour and maybe you should try doing 30 minutes? This one really is this very similar to the food frequency thing. Remember that you just woke up from your longest fast. You were asleep. So it was your longest period of time fasting. So you need to break the fast ASAP. And this is really, really helpful for a lot of reasons. Cortisol being one of them, and pairing that with not having caffeine, really helpful. Getting enough calories in earlier in the day so you have the appetite for a snack later. There's energy benefits. You're sending that signal to the brain, food is incoming. There's no restriction here. I just really, really recommend the breakfast thing. So I hope that was helpful. And y'all, just wanted to let you know that we actually have registration up for our next few rest retreats. So we take small groups of women on trips around the country, so far America. We have an upcoming Zion trip. Depending on when you see this, we actually are going to Joshua Tree in 2 weeks. If you want to come, there's still time for you to register. We have an upcoming trip to Zion in September. And in November, I believe, we are doing a pickleball retreat in Austin, Texas, where I live. And I am excited to host that with you guys. And you'll be in the city for this one. So usually we do a nature trip. This is in the city. We'll see Austin. We'll play pickleball. We'll hang out. We'll do some personal development. We'll connect. It's going to be great. And it's open to people both recovered and not recovered. We really price it quite reasonably. So go and just register your interest and I'll have a conversation with you if you want to come. So I'll put the links to that as well in the show notes to come to the retreat. And otherwise, please like and subscribe to this channel if you want to get more tips. I'll see you guys next week for a Q&A video. Don't forget to submit your questions in the comments below, and I hope you have a great day.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.